This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate voted Friday to not allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on the two articles of impeachment facing the president. Also, a vaccine against the new Wuhan coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months. That's according to the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. Chinese scientists first announced cases of unusual pneumonia on December 31st of 2019. And by January 11th, they had isolated the new coronavirus and published its complete genome. With the virus blueprints in hand, one pharmaceutical company designed a vaccine in 3 hours. Manufactured started the next day. That's considered to be fast. It took 20 months before a vaccine against severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, was ready for clinical use. The vaccine will still need to be tested for safety, and that will take months or more. The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions in an effort to prevent the spread of the new virus.
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning
from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And again, a vaccine against the new Wuhan coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months, according to National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci.